This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State officials have reassured panicked parents of babies and toddlers with developmental disabilities that their services will continue, at least until July. A memo last week indicated services would be cut. Lisa Roy with the Colorado Department of Early Childhood acknowledged the confusion the memo caused.
That was never the intent, and for that, we sincerely apologize.
Roy spoke in a virtual meeting Tuesday with about 300 families. The legislature is working to find money to avoid cuts. One of two people charged with improperly storing bodies in a Penrose funeral home has withdrawn her guilty plea. Carrie Halford and her husband ran the Return to Nature funeral home. The couple accepted a plea deal last year to spend between 15 and 20 years in prison. But Tuesday, Carrie Halford withdrew her guilty plea. She's now set to go on trial next month. Her husband, John Halford, did not withdraw his guilty plea. Black-footed ferrets were saved from extinction by a federal program centered around Colorado, but now the program's top biologist has been fired in a wave of federal job cuts. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Tina Jackson supervised the National Black-Footed Ferret Conservation Center outside Fort Collins. She was fired last month along with two technicians, workers who cared for the highly endangered mammals.
It is still on the brink, and things like this push it even closer to that edge.
Jackson worries federal job and funding cuts could destroy decades of progress. The breeding program started with fewer than 20 ferrets in 1988. There's now about 500 surviving in the wild. If biologists stop breeding ferrets and protecting them against disease, Jackson says that population could easily vanish. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs could see some snow tonight and tomorrow. Then it should be a sunny weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.